Good morning. It's 11 o'clock. I'm Martin Olchis with your Say Radio News Update. It's 2 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud, your fall weather forecast after the news. If you're taking the Lakeshore West Line to get to campus, look out for a lockdown at Bronte Go. An evacuation has been ordered after police found a suspicious package at the station. Metrolink says trains will run at reduced speeds between Appleby and Oakville. There is no word yet on when Bronte will reopen. Good news for potential home buyers in the GTA. House sales are up with the talk of interest rates going down.
The Toronto Regional Real Estate Board says lower borrowing costs associated with fixed-rate mortgages lured some buyers back into the market. January home sales totaled over 4,200 and also marked a 23% increase from December. The average home price dropped 1% from the same time a year ago to almost $1,027,000. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
With the world still in shock over the announcement of King Charles' cancer diagnosis, next steps are being released about his treatment. Charles D. Lesman from the Associated Press reports.
Buckingham Palace announced on Monday evening that the King has begun outpatient treatment for an undisclosed form of cancer. It was found during his recent treatment for an enlarged prostate, but is not connected to that condition. Sunak says everyone in Britain will be willing him on and hopefully will get through this as quickly as possible. The palace says the King has suspended public engagements, but will continue with state business, including weekly meetings with the Prime Minister.
Now in sports, the Toronto Raptors head to North Carolina to take on the Charlotte Hornets. The Raps coming off a loss to New Orleans. Toronto losing 12 of its last 14 games. Raptors look to turn around their fortune in Charlotte. The Toronto Maple Leafs host the Dallas Stars tomorrow night. The Bucks coming off a disappointing loss to the New York Islanders. Toronto puts Elias Samsonov between the pipes. Leafs looking to bounce back from the loss Monday night. Now for a look at the forecast. In Toronto, it's currently 2 degrees, mostly cloudy, with today's high reaching 3 degrees. Tonight, the low will drop to minus 5 with the wind chill. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds with a high of 4. On Thursday, warmer conditions with the chance of showers in the evening. Right now, it's 2 degrees. I'm Martin Olchis, your next Say Rare News Update at 12 o'clock.